You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Browns are making calls, according to Diana Rossini. Browns are making calls about possible quarterback or possible running backs. Running backs. Teams making calls in search of running back additions include the Saints, Browns, Chiefs. Audric Estime has been mentioned before the Denver Broncos. Now, I've personally scouted on Audric Estime, and by what I mean by scouting is going to the Notre Dame Wake Forest game 2 years ago and getting all lushed up.
It was a lot of scouting.
And talking to Danny Cunningham and his fine wife Brittany on the concourse during halftime.
That counts. That counts.
Yeah, I was scouting like crazy. I was burning the midnight oil. Me, my buddy Brett, my friend Tim, and about a fifth of Jack Daniels. And by the they won 42-7, so we just said the PA announcer they had was amazing. He's still there. And he was be like, oh, he was way better than Mitch. Way better. Mitch can't hold this guy's jock when it comes to PA announcers.
Yeah, but
sorry.
Can that guy do movies like Mitch can?
Oh, I don't know if he can do Mitch in the movies because he was good. He was going, Audric Estime carries the ball 19 yards to the Wake Forest 39-yard line. We're going to be first and 10 Notre Dame.
Yeah, like it's real hard to say Audric Estime.
You can't say it. You didn't say it like him.
I'm not in PA mode.
You need to get into PA mode.
You're always in PA mode.
You're always in PA mode. Listen to that voice you throw on during about last night.
It's the death of comedy. I've never done a football PA too, so I'm not used to PA in football as opposed to baseball.
Of course, you're not multiple ranges.
If Audric Estime was a baseball player.
And the mic's getting hotter.
If Audric Estime was a baseball player, I could do it.
Oh, come on.
Strike three. Yeah, I've personally scouted Audric Estime. So I'm ready for the Browns to bring him in. I'm ready to interview him. If they get him and I interview him, should I get drunk before the interview? Owen?
I assume you do that before every interview.
No,
I saw you and Carlos Hyde on the couch.
I was stone sober for the Carlos Hyde interview. Thank you very much.
All right.
Some of the other ones, we'll find out. All right, I've been teasing this for a while. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. I don't want to make a big deal about it because everybody gets all mad because, well, you're still talking about this. Well, it's our first crack at it since yesterday. I thought I was going to get hammered for it. I didn't. The media brethren, because I didn't know if it came out right. In so many ways, when you treat Myles Garrett as a child, because you basically had a birthday party for the guy, like a kid's birthday party when he signed a $123 million guaranteed contract. When you treat him like a child, it doesn't mean I get to treat him like I'm his dad. He messed up. He sped. All right. He didn't want to answer the questions. Maybe I'm beaten down by the situation. I don't know. But I gave up on him being a quote-unquote leader years ago. Years ago. So I'm not overblown. I'm not mad at Jeff for the question he asked. I'm not mad at Jeff for how he asked the question or any of the other people who kept asking him questions. I am mad at the Cleveland media. For that, go right on ahead.
Well, Miles, we have not talked to you since your last speeding incident. What is it like to be in that car and seeing that speedometer creep up toward 100?
I'd honestly rather talk about football on this team than anything I'm doing off field other than the back-to-school event that I did the other day.
But still, I mean, people want to know about that.
People want to know a lot of things, but I try to keep my personal life personal. I'd rather focus on this team when I can. I'd rather talk about something that's more, you know, focused on this team and what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish.
I'm sorry, but this is important. So you talk about being a leader. So what kind of a leadership does that show when you get pulled over by the cops?
You're asking the same question, and I've answered it two different times. So I'm going to need you to ask a different question so I can focus on this team and not, you know, this headline you're trying to get out of this question you're asking.
I did get a few, but honestly, it's a very small minority, but there were a few people going, you're enabling him. You're sticking your head in the sand. Typical Ken.
Well, I've seen some people say, why does he get preferential treatment? If I got pulled over 8 times, my license would be suspended.
This is Miles Garrett and he's great at football. Sorry. This is America. I don't make the rules. He gets preferential treatment. He gets preferential treatment because he plays for the Browns and he's a really great football player. And that's the way it goes. If he were Aiden Hutchinson, then, yeah, he would not be on the football team probably anymore. But he's Miles Garrett. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's what goes down. But I tell you this, he doesn't talk all the big boy leadership stuff that he used to try to do. And I don't expect him to be a leader. I expect him to be an elite defensive end that helps create second and short being third and long. I expect him to try to get turn the field over. I expect him to get my defense off the field. I expect him to go out there and have QB pressures and sacks and highlights and all those other things that we've come to know him for. And when he no longer does that, if we can, fine. We'll talk about getting him out of here on the first thing smoking. But I just cannot imagine myself, I can only tell you guys the truth, I cannot imagine myself, if his career is over in 4 years, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, I cannot say I'm going to be standing here at 48 years old, ripping him for the speeding tickets that he got. I know, it's dangerous. I don't condone it. But I ain't his dad, and I can't sit here and tell you that I'm going to be ripping him for speeding tickets when I'm 48 years old, when he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And nobody else is going to be doing it either. You will say, you know what you will say? He was a great player. He couldn't help get the Browns over the hump. He was a great player. He got Baker Mayfield maybe jettisoned out of here. If you read some of the Mary Kay stuff from a couple years ago and read between the lines, you could blame him for that. He was a great player, but that's always going to be part of it. That's what it is. You'll judge him by on the field. We do this all. Look at the other side of this. This is a crazy comparison. Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor has been accused and has been found guilty of terrible things.
A thousand times worse than this.
Yes. What do we talk about when we talk about Lawrence Taylor? Headhunter, one of the greatest defensive players to do it. We talk about Lawrence Taylor on the field. We will talk about Miles Garrett on the field.
Lawrence Taylor was just promoting the presidential fitness program.
I'm just leaving it to where we're going to leave it. Because you know that in 10 years, that's where it's going to be. I cannot imagine a world where Miles Garrett does anything heinous or does anything beyond the pale or any of the things that other guys have been accused of in the NFL and even with the Cleveland Browns roster. I can't imagine that. As far as I know and as far as I've seen with my own eyes, he's been good with the kids. He's been good with the fans. He's been good with all the other stuff. He is a bit mercurial. Absolutely. He's a little bit offbeat from what we know, and it's been that way since he was drafted in 2017, where, well, maybe he likes dinosaurs and history and all the other crap too much, where people wondered whether or not he loved football and whether or not he was going to make it. He does not fit the classic category of seek and destroy football player. That's not an excuse for him. I wish he would have slowed down because I'm annoyed by talking about it every other year.
The funny thing is, somebody called earlier to go after Shadell and others for asking questions. And I'm like, guys, you realize if this was New York, this would be plastered all over.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Post. And then turns out it was on the New York Post anyway. Miles Garrett refuses to speak on 100-mile-an-hour speeding citation. Quote,
really?
Need you to ask a different question. I have a whole column, a whole article out about it. I will say, like, in this town, I mean, Miles has also used the media when he wanted to. How do I know that? Well, he issued something called a press release before the Super Bowl. They got everybody talking about Miles Garrett wanting out of Cleveland, which, what did that do? That all that did was invite a bunch of people to bag on Cleveland. So Miles also has to understand, like, if he's gonna hate the media when he thinks it's an inopportune time to ask questions about these things, also understand that he also begged the media to put out the story about him wanting out of Cleveland. And what did that also do? It made everybody rip Cleveland and rip the Browns. He didn't have to rip the Browns. He just said, I want out of here because, you know, I want a chance to win a championship. That just invited everybody else around the country to rip Cleveland. So, you know, probably wants it both ways. Only wants the media when it can help him as opposed to when it's going to hurt him.
And he ain't the first. And he certainly ain't going to be the last to probably do it that way. And so when it comes to Miles, if I'm upset about leadership, yeah, I wish he were a more vocal leader. I wish that he were to be a locker room policeman the way that he said he kind of was when it came to Perry and Winfrey, but he wasn't. And I wish he could be more that way because there are young guys who seem to contribute to other teams when they're younger and sillier and more immature, and they get let go of by the Browns or traded by the Browns, and they end up contributing with other teams. Again, you were telling me Perry and Winfrey was getting first-team reps with the Dallas Cowboys this camp. Well, maybe he's a little bit more mature and has learned from his lessons. I hope so, because the last I had heard of him, he's selling shoes on the internet. So I certainly hope that things are picking up. When it came to Baker Mayfield, boy, do we know that story every single damn day of the week, where I'm still getting emails this morning over Baker Mayfield. They'll never let me forget that one. And we chose, as a franchise, Miles over Baker. And maybe Baker wouldn't be the same player he is now if he would have stayed. I don't know about the road less traveled, but I think that this organization has chosen, they've made it abundantly clear, that your first leader in forever is going to be at the quarterback position. Maybe it'll be next year's first-team quarterback. Maybe Shedeur Sanders will take over the reins and be that guy.
Okay, did you
maybe
say
Dylan Gabriel?
Did you say Baker?
What now?
Baker had something to say for Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, boy.
Since he was young, he had the spotlight on him. So people are going to be overcritical about every little thing. The cliche, control what you can control. And that's, as a quarterback, that's how do you win football games and how do you elevate the guys around you? So it's, yeah, I think he himself has all the pieces he needs to have success. And it's just about the time and place.
Sports Illustrated, Baker Mayfield. Giving some advice to Shedeur Sanders, current Browns, what, fourth on the depth chart?
Did he say anything for Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett?
No. I think he was only talking about Shedeur.
So now I have NFL veteran and NFL Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth. I have three-time college football champion Urban Meyer.
Yep.
And I have the 38th best player in Buccaneers history, Baker Mayfield, all with glowing things for Shedeur Sanders.
Urban Meyer talks about him just like you said. It's why are you guys talking about the fourth team quarterback? Oh, that's why. That's why.
Now, why is everybody else talking about him too?
Baker know who Dylan Gabriel is? Not trying to be mean-spirited.
They're at the same school.
Yeah, right.
Not trying to be mean-spirited here. Did he say anything about Dylan Gabriel there? A lot of guys played at Oklahoma. Does he know every guy who played at Oklahoma? I don't know. I hope that Shador doesn't have the rabbit ears that Baker had here when he was here. I'll leave it there. See, now it sounds like I'm taking shots at Baker.
Yeah.
I don't mean to take shots. I don't want to take shots at Baker. He's winning. The winners write the history, and he's writing the history. He's the 38th best Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time. And hell, if they make the NFC Championship game this year, he's going to be going right up the list.
Up to like 35th by then.
Which then I got to sit here. I told you I had to make a list of Cleveland Browns and say where he might be on that list. Mary Kay said he might be 38th on our list. We have 30 more years of history than they do. Mike and Stowe. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you been?
We're doing okay. Mike, go right on ahead.
So, Anthony and Ken, you guys are both dead on this morning about this topic about Miles. Look, he does use the media when he wants to, and he plays this, but you don't get to, say all of a sudden, well, you know, I don't want to talk about it. That's public knowledge. You're running around on a public street, 100 miles an hour. It's not about some personal thing, your religious preference or something, your relationship. Those are things that are off topics, but you're speeding around on a public highway doing 100 miles an hour. That's not a non-topic. I'm sorry to tell you, Miles. That's open information. But, Ken, you were actually hit it too. Look, we've been asking, wanting Miles to be a different kind of leader for forever, and that ship has damn sailed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's clear that he is a typical where he is, where he's the type of person he is. And, look, I don't think you make leaders out of people. They're born that way or they're just not that way. And I don't think you can – and there are a lot of different types of leaders. We want to be that vocal guy. I don't think he's either. He's not a silent leader because he just speeds off the field. And he's not a vocal leader because he doesn't say the right things, only talks when he wants something for himself. So, look, he's a great football player. He's absolutely going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But we got to know what he is and got to find that vocal leader because it's not our coach. I've been saying that for a long time. We really do need a loud voice on this team. Not to be a jerk, just to be a loud voice, to get some guys in line.
I mean, so. You do need – I mean, you're hitting it right there, Mike, and thank you very much for the call. You need impact players. I mean, you can have some linemen. You can have some guys who are buying in. You want people to buy in. But any coach will tell you, it's not their team. It's not the coach's team. It's the player's team. That's the ones who get it done. And if they can't police the locker room, if they can't inspire other people, you're not going to get great results. They have to take personal ownership of the team. And I do think it's frustrated, and excuse me, I do know it's frustrated some of his teammates over his 9 years, where he dabbles in it but isn't fully there. There's leaving early, there's showing up late, there's the stuff that Jason Lloyd wrote that everybody got upset about, which is absolutely true and has been said by his teammates before. There's so many other things that have happened. And for a while, when it came to the Baker Mayfield stuff and we knew what we knew here, Anthony, I think a lot of us were like hoping that this would be okay, it's your franchise, you better go with it. But it's been 4 years now. And so I might have been really disappointed 3 years ago. I might have been kind of disappointed 2 years ago. I'm not going to be fooled by that. No. Your next leader will be at the quarterback position, and more than likely your next leader will be playing college football this year. That's where they're going to get it.
Yeah, the only thing
maybe Carson Schwessinger, maybe one of the other young guys.
I think that's when Haslam gives him that kind of money and he's been here for that long. I think the assumption was just that, all right, we're solving part of our leadership issue here. You know, that guy, everyone's going to look up to him. They're all going to want that kind of money. They all want to play like him, defensive player of the year. So by de facto, this is the situation. You would hope that that would be the leader and that you solve some of that. But instead, you know, you're going to have a bunch of these veterans that are going to be gone after this year. You know, Joe Flacco, is he one of your leaders? He's going to be gone after this year. Like, who really is going to make up that group?
So do we consider the matter done now, you and I?
Yeah.
At least until the next speeding ticket.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.